And ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to the State of Illinois Board Meeting. At this time, all lines are in listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session. If you should require assistance during the call, please press star, then zero. As a reminder, today's conference is being recorded. And I would now like to turn the conference over to your host, Barbara Flynn Curry. Please go ahead.
Thank you very much, Brad. It's 11 o'clock. Welcome, everyone, to the January 7th, 2020 regular meeting of the Illinois Pollution Control Board. Following his disaster proclamation in response to COVID-19, Governor Pritzker has issued executive orders encouraging public bodies like the board to postpone consideration of public business when possible. We have done so more than a time or two during these past months. I find under Section 7E2 of the Open Meetings Act that an in-person meeting is neither practical nor prudent. Consistent with the governor's December 11th, 2020 disaster proclamation, as well as Public Act 101-0640, which became effective June 12, 2020, the board conducts this regular open meeting by teleconference. The teleconference means that members of the public may listen to the meeting and, if they wish, speak during the public remarks portion of the meeting. Before we proceed, please note that the meeting is being audio recorded in compliance with Section 7E9 of the Open Meetings Act, and to ensure that any public remarks that are given this morning can be documented and put into the record of the corresponding board proceeding. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Morning. Member Polyvos?
Here.
Member Santos?
Here.
Member Van Wee?
Here.
Chair Curry?
Here. Thank you. We have four members. Quorum's three, so we're ready to go. There are no announcements today, so the next item on our agenda is public comments. This is the portion of the meeting that is reserved for members of the public to comment on any of the items that appear on today's agenda. Brad, the operator, would you please come on the line now and provide instructions so that people know how they can log a request to make a comment?
Of course. If you wish to make a comment at this time, please press 1, then 0 on your telephone keypad. You'll hear a tone indicating you've been placed in queue. Again, if you'd like to make a comment at this time, please press 1, then 0. Once again, if you'd like to make a comment, please press 1, then 0 at this time. And it does appear you have no comments currently online.
Okay, thank you very much. No takers. We'll move on to approval of the minutes. We have the December 17th, 2020 regular board meeting minutes on the agenda. Member Polyvos moves to approve the minutes, seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. So all four voting yes, the ayes have it, and the minutes are approved, and we now move on to the rest of today's agenda. We don't have any rulemakings, no adjusted standards, no administrative citations, so right into adjudicatory cases. And as long as there's no objection, I understand that Member Polyvos would like to move the next four cases together. They're PCB-0657, PCB-06146, PCB-0818, and PCB-0820. Hearing no objection, Member Polyvos, take it away.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On December 29, 2020, Midwest Generation filed four motions to voluntarily dismiss Clean Air Act permit appeals. In these orders, the board grants Midwest Generation's motions for voluntarily dismissal and closes the dockets. I move the draft orders.
Seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, we have four voting yes, none voting no. The orders are approved. The next item is PCB 19-4, and it's mine. On July 6, 2018, the Office of the Illinois Attorney General, on behalf of the people of the state, filed an 8-count complaint against Peoria Barge Terminal Incorporated and Morton Salt Incorporated. The complaint alleged violations of the Act and of board water pollution regulations caused by improper storage of 35 tons of road salt owned by Morton at Peoria Barge's terminal, which resulted in water pollution and threats to resource groundwater. This happened over an unconfined aquifer, which is very risky in terms of groundwater pollution. And resource groundwater means that that groundwater is or could be put to beneficial use. The parties now seek to settle without a hearing. Morton Salt does not affirmatively admit the allegations of violation, but does agree to pay a civil penalty of $30,000. Peoria Barge does admit the violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $20,000. Under the Act and Board regulations, the Board must cause notice of the stipulation, proposed settlement, and request for relief from the hearing requirement. The Board did so by publishing notice in the Peoria Star Journal on December 4th of 2020. We received no requests for hearing. I move then the adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion from the Board? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, unanimity, 4 voting yes, none voting no, the order is approved. The next item, PCB 20-8, is a proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you, Madam Chair. 1 second. My paper here. On August 14th of 2019, the people filed an 11-count complaint in the land enforcement case. On December 19th of 2019, the board accepted a settlement with two of the original respondents, and the case continued only against the Kirby's. On December 17th of 2020, the people and the Kirby's filed a proposed settlement under which the Kirby's do not affirmatively admit the alleged violations but agree to pay a civil penalty of $6,000. I move the draft order directing the clerk to provide the required notice of proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-20. Member Santos.
Thank you. At the party's request on October 1st of 2020, the board extended the deadline to file a petition and this UST appealed December 21st of 2020. The board did not receive a petition, and I move the draft order dismissing the case and closing the docket.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? If not, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting aye, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-27. It's a proposed settlement. Member Van Wee.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On September 29th, 2020, the Office of the Attorney General, on behalf of people of the state of Illinois, filed a 2-count complaint against Surface Maintenance Services, Inc., alleging storage of hazardous waste in violation of the Illinois Environmental Protection Act. On December 16th, 2020, the people and Surface filed a stipulation and proposal for settlement, accompanied by a request for relief from the hearing requirement of Section 31(c)(1) of the Act. Under the settlement, Surface does not admit to the alleged violations, but agrees to pay a civil penalty of $11,725. The Act requires the public to have at least 21 days to file a written request for a hearing. This order directs the clerk to provide notice to the public of this proposed settlement and relief from hearing. I now move the order.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll. All in favor say aye, opposed no.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, 4 voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. The next item is PCB 21-42, a complaint and a proposed settlement. Member Santos.
Thank you. On December 15th of 2020, the people filed this three-count complaint alleging water violations by the city of Kelowna and Henry County. On the same date, the parties also filed a proposed settlement under which the city admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $4,914. I move the draft order accepting the complaint and directing the clerk to provide the required notice of the proposed settlement.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And I believe we are now on the order of Santos. The next item, PCB 21-43, is a complaint. Member Santos.
Thank you. On December 18th of 2020, the people filed this two-count complaint alleging water violations in Madison County. I move the draft order accepting the complaint for hearing.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Any discussion? Hearing none. Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-44. It's a complaint. Member Santos.
Thank you. On December 18th of 2020, the people filed this three-count complaint alleging water violations in Champaign County. I move the draft order accepting the complaint for hearing.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. Next item is PCB 21-45, a complaint. Member Santos.
Thank you. On December 22nd of 2020, the people filed a six-count complaint alleging waste-related violations in Sangamon County. I move the draft order accepting the complaint for hearing.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Again, four voting yes, none voting no. The order is approved. And the next item is PCB 21-46. It's a complaint. Member Santos.
Thank you. On December 28th, the people filed a three-count complaint alleging waste-related violations in Sangamon County. I move the draft order accepting the complaint for hearing.
Seconded by Member Van Wee. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. The next item, PCB 21-47, is a complaint. Member Santos.
Thank you. On December 30th of 2020, the people filed this one-count complaint alleging water violations in Williamson County. I move the draft order accepting the complaint for hearing.
Seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Once again, four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. And our last adjudicatory matter is PCB 21-48. It's a complaint and a proposed settlement, and you won't be surprised to know that this Member Santos is going to present it.
Thank you, Madam Chair. On December 30th of 2020, the people filed this two-count complaint alleging water violations in Wabash County. On the same date, the parties filed a proposed settlement under which the city admits the alleged violations and agrees to pay a civil penalty of $1,620.
Seconded by Member Van
Wee. I'm sorry. And directing the clerk to provide the required notice of the proposed settlement.
Okay, the motion is seconded by member Van Wee. Any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Aye.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The order is approved. Now we're at the point in the agenda called Other Items, and under Other Items, I have a motion to make. Under Section 2C4 of the Open Meetings Act, I move that the board schedule a closed meeting on Thursday, January 14, 2021 at 10 a.m. to discuss evidence and testimony in PCB 18-84, James Pfizer versus Henry's Double K LLC and James L. Meter. The board conducted an open hearing on PCB 18-84 on March 11, 2020 in Mount Carroll. I move adoption of the order, seconded by Member Santos. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. Four voting yes, none voting no. The motion is adopted. And, we have unanimity one more time. So there are no other items on the agenda. And hearing no requests for further action on anything, Member Van Wee moves to adjourn, seconded by Member Polyvos. Is there any discussion? Clerk Brown, please call the roll.
Member Polyvos?
Aye.
Member Santos?
Yes.
Member Van Wee?
Aye.
Chair Curry?
Aye. All right, four voting yes, none voting no. The ayes have it. The motion is approved. The meeting is adjourned. Thank you all very much, those of you who were on the open lines and those of you who were quietly sitting and listening to this important discussion. Happy New Year, everybody, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Next week.
Happy New Year. Thank you.
Happy New Year.
Thank you as well.
And ladies and gentlemen, that does conclude your conference for today. Thank you for your participation and for using AT&T teleconference. You may now disconnect.
Thank you, Brad. Have a good day.
No problem, sir. You take care.